Hey, hey, honeys, welcome to this episode of Natch Butte. I hope all my American honeys had a really fun Independence Day, but now we're back to it, baby, with a Friday episode of Natch. So how am I going to start this ep off? Well, first of all, in case you don't follow me on social media, or maybe you do and you've just been taking a break, I see you, honey. I need to tell everybody about my YouTube video. So I finally decided to film a visual element to Natch Butte, where I do a makeup tutorial. If you're interested in watching it, this is the URL. It is youtube.com/C/Jackie M. Johnson. I know it's tedious, honey. I guess eventually if I get enough subscribers, they'll let me change it. But that's what it is. One more time. It's youtube.com/C/Jackie M. Johnson. And if that's too much for you, honey, go on YouTube, type in Natch Butte. It will probably pop up. Apparently, there is a rapper on YouTube named Natch. Don't watch his videos. You can if you want. I support him. But that's not what you're there to see. Check out my video. You can also click on my Instagram account, which is Jackie Michelle Johnson. Michelle has one L. It will be in my bio. You can go on NatchButte.com and click the link to my video. It will be in today's episode guide. Or just try to find it and have a little scavenger hunt for yourself. That'll be fun. So that's the most exciting news I have. The second exciting news is I wanted to just shout out a couple of the products that the beauties of my honeys are writing in the iTunes reviews. Thank you so much. Natch Butte has gone up on the charts slightly, and that is because my honeys are coming through for me with these reviews. So I just want to shout out a couple products. Y'all are coming hard with the long, amazing routines. I'm reading them. I just don't have time to read them all on the air. So this review is from Natch Butte. Oh, wait, that's the name of it. Her name is And I'm a Nice Girl. And she loves the pod. She has lots of exciting things to say. She's loving the Aztec clay mask. Mix it with apple cider vinegar. Can I just say, I have a lot of masks, and some of them are very expensive. I really think the apple cider vinegar and Aztec clay mask is one of the best masks I own, and there's so many uses for it. You can mix it with different things. You can put toners in with it. You can mix honey with it. You can mix, if you use honey, I don't, but some people do. You can use tea with it. It's such a great product, and it's so affordable. If you're thinking about getting into the masks, honey, get you some Aztec clay, okay? This honey also loves Pacifica. Pacifica's Disobey Time or Energize Glow. That sounds exciting. Or Pacifica's Gem Serum. Okay, that's exciting. And for sunscreen, she's using Super Goop Spray on Oil, which we talk about on this episode, or Super Goop Glow Stick. That sounds exciting. I probably got to check that out. This review is from Nigh to Boss Honey. She said she looks forward to Fridays. She is using Glossier's Milky Jelly Cleanser. Yes. She's also using The Ordinary's Retinoid 2%. And she's using The Ordinary's Rosehip Oil and Virgin Marula Oil, which I hear is just as good as the Drunk Elephant and a lot cheaper. Oh, and First Aid Beauty Ultra Repair Cream. These have all come up on Natch Butte. So thank you for that review. And the third one I'm going to read is from McKenna. She says, yas, honey. She thinks that Liquid Catsuit in Rebel Rose is her favorite lip look. Very loving that. That is an old school Natch Butte honey right there, because I talked about the Liquid Catsuit lipsticks on one of the very first episodes of Natch Butte, and y'all came hard for them. All right, she's using for her sunscreen Bare Republic Natural Mineral Sunscreen. Yes, loving that. And Dr. Bronner's Liquid Lavender Soap for cleanser. Ooh, I love that. I saw some Dr. Bronner's at Costco, and I should have bought it. It came in three big old jugs, and I was like, man, that would have been a good one. I should have gotten that, because it's such a good product that you can just use for all kinds of things. You can, you know, it's great. Anyway, I think that's all I'm going to read this episode. I really am so grateful for all the honeys for these reviews. I'm loving hearing all the product recommendations that y'all are giving me and all the other honeys out there. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you for listening to Natch Butte. I know we're all short on time. I love spending my time with y'all. Let's get into the episode. This one is so wild and fun in the best way. And I know I say that every episode, but you'll see it is wild. Have fun with it. Love y'all.
You are a natural butte. You are a natch butte. Natch butte. Natch butte. Na 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 na. Natch butte. Oh yeah.
All day I dream about.
dream about Natch beauty. All day I dream about Natch, and all day I dream about Natch, and all day I dream about Natch, and all day I dream about Natch. Woo. Welcome to Natch Butte. Shout out to all my corn fans. If you got that reference. Welcome to Natch Butte. It's summertime and the living is cute, honey, okay? That's right, I'm yelling. If you don't like it, please like it. I need the reviews. Please listen. Okay, I'm very, very, very excited for my guest today. She's an internet personality, I feel like is the best descriptive for you.
That is so sweet. Thank you.
She has a YouTube channel, and as of this morning, it has 308,078 subscribers. I made that 78 because I subscribed.
Thank you.
She has over 20 million views on her channel. And most importantly, she's a Natch Butte honey.
Oh, God, yeah.
So Bree Ezrig is here.
Hi.
Welcome to Natch Butte!
Thank you.
Oh, my God, I'm so excited that you're here.
Oh, God, I'm, like, excited. I'm nervous. I'm just happy. I'm just so elated.
Don't be nervous because I disarm people.
Okay.
So yeah, don't be nervous,
that's true.
Okay? I just sang Corn for you.
Oh, my God, and I loved it.
I'm wearing, like, a turban-y kind of head wrap. Today, we're having fun.
I know. It was always my dream for you to sing in front of me.
And here it is.
And here it is.
You know,
it happened.
Anytime. Just FaceTime me.
Okay.
I'll sing. I got nothing else to do.
Same.
So welcome to Natch Butte. We met at Molly Tarlow's birthday party, I believe.
Yes.
But I had heard you were a Natch Butte fan through her.
Okay, yeah.
And then when we started talking, I was like, well, this is exactly what I need in a friend. I mean, you love beauty, you love makeup, you're a skincare enthusiast,
yes,
you're young and fresh, you love YouTube. We have so many things in common.
We really do.
So, and you listen to Natch Butte, so like, you get it?
Yes, it's my favorite.
I mean, thank you. I'm honored. We have so much to discuss. We've had some discussions in our personal life that I've curbed because I'm like, save it for Natch Butte.
That is true.
So, I mean, where do we even begin?
Oh, great question.
I mean, there's so much to discuss. When did you, like, get into beauty?
Well, I would say from, like, a super young age.
Yeah.
Like, I would say, like, 5 years old.
Yeah.
Because I would just watch my mom do her makeup. And she would teach me at that age how to do it. Like, I was, like, doing a smoky eye at age 5.
Wow.
Yeah. She wouldn't let me wear it outside.
Yeah.
But, you know.
I bet it was still better than what I do now. I just can't get it down.
What do you mean?
I can't get the smoky. I don't really do smoky anymore. I feel like I've evolved out.
Yeah.
I'm always in the pinks and the oranges and, you know, like what you have on.
Yes, but this is a smoky pink.
That's true. Yeah, you're right.
This is a smoky sunset.
I'm all about that, you know, like Malibu sunset smoky. Mm. Yes. I feel like when I was like younger in high school and stuff, it was like the smoky eye was either like black or brown or like charcoal.
It was, gray.
Yeah.
Gray. But even a blue.
We all did a gray smoky eye.
I know. And there were always little flecks of glitter in it.
Yep.
But it wasn't the cute kind. It was just like, ooh, like chunky glitter.
Yeah. Ugh. Which, like, you know, I'm not mad at a chunky glitter moment, but
no.
I just feel like gray eyeshadow needs to be canceled. I think that's something we can all just agree with.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Those little CoverGirl gray with the black and the white.
Yes, I had that.
Oh, God.
I think I might have stolen that, at least, so they didn't get my money.
Oh, my God.
I used to steal.
I did, too.
Not bad.
No.
You stole?
I did. I got in trouble. Oh, my God. I was a little shoplifting baby.
Oh, my God. I've talked about this before on Natch Butte. I'm not proud of it or anything. But you know what? When you're like a privileged white kid in a suburban neighborhood, what do? You steal.
You steal. Honestly, that's, you steal.
It's so fucked.
It's, I had to work at the store I stole from for the entire summer to pay back my debt.
What?
And I had just gotten a job at Carvel Ice Cream, and I was so excited. And then I had to work for free all summer at this little boutique that I stole from.
So you got caught stealing, and as punishment, they made you work off the debt.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny, though.
It was, it was funny.
Crime doesn't pay,
baby. They scared the shit out of me because every morning when I would walk in, she'd be like, oh, there's our little criminal.
Stop.
Swear to God.
What a toxic work environment.
She made me, like, write papers for her and do all these things that I was just like, I don't think I should be doing this. And she definitely, her friends would come in and they would go in the back and do coke together.
What's the name of the store?
If it wasn't still operational, I would totally tell you.
Oh, I cannot wait for you to tell me off the air.
Okay,
well, I think where we should start is the Adele eyeliner.
Yes.
You brought it in your bag?
Oh, I did. So tell wearing it right now.
Tell us the story. So sometimes I take Brie as my plus one to some makeup / skincare events because she's an enthusiast and she makes a good impression. Because
Thank
she's
you.
Cute and she sort of looks like my daughter.
Yeah.
We're both, you know, redheads with bangs and, you know. So we were at the Osea Malibu event.
That was a perfect event.
It was. We'll talk about it in a little bit.
Okay.
Let's stay on this because she mentioned to me, just tell me, you went into Nordstrom?
I went into Barney's.
I've never even been into a Barney's.
I hadn't either. It was the I had to return a pair of super cute boots that my best friend bought me because they left like black marks on my legs.
Oh my.
So I was like, oh,
that's
I don't want
to
take these back.
That's not up to Barney's quality.
I know. And they like fought me and I was like, but this is, okay. Anyway, so they don't give you money back. They just gave me store credit. So I was like, okay, I'm walking around Barney's. Like, I'm just going to go down to the makeup section.
What the hell are you
going to
buy at
Barney's? Yeah. So this woman was like, what are you looking for? I'm like, I'm always looking for good liquid eyeliner. She was like, okay, I have the thing for you. And it is the thing. Like, this is my one holy grail item that I don't even feel bad. It costs $40.
Wow.
Now, I know that is a high price point. However, it's refillable.
Okay.
So you don't throw it away. You go in and the refills are $18.
Okay, yes.
So
color
it's
me
like,
intrigued.
Fine. Yes. Okay.
So tell us.
So it is called...
I'm at the edge of my seat.
Oh my God. Why can't I? Of course, I can't read the name. It is Surratt.
Okay. How do you spell that?
S-U-R-R-A-T-T.
Surratt.
So, the guy who created this was Adele's makeup artist, and he was practicing, like, he was trying to find the perfect formula for Adele, for her classic
smoky
eye.
Because she has that wing, honey.
She has the motherfucking wing.
She has the wing of the damn phoenix. From the ashes.
From the ashes of...
Hit records.
I was going to go somewhere dark. I'm so glad I didn't. Anyway, this brush, I think the one thing that makes this so perfect is the brush is a Japanese calligraphy brush.
Okay.
Because all of my liquid liners, they have that annoying
little
sponge.
The felt tip. Yeah.
And it dries out so fast.
It sure does.
And
that's why I only buy the little sample ones because it's just not worth it. Like the Stila one. I have the Stila one.
Yeah.
I just get that little tiny sample one.
Mm-hmm. But this ink is so wet and so juicy.
Oh.
She comes right out of the tip and it's like the most precise line you could ever imagine.
It looks fantastic.
I was like, how have I slept on this? But it's perfect.
Now, is it waterproof?
I think it is, actually.
Yeah.
Because it takes a lot to get it off.
Okay, perfect. And it's easy.
It's so easy.
I'm kind of curious. I kind of want to see the tip.
Do you want to try it?
I'm not going to use it. I don't want to like give you my... pink eye or anything. Just kidding. I don't have pink eye. I don't think I've ever had it, actually.
That's okay. I have herpes, so.
Okay. I do, too. The mouth herpes.
Me, too. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. No shame.
No. I mean, it's dormant right now.
I have no shame about it. Yeah. It's unfortunate, but it's happened to the best of us. Okay.
Do a little swatch, you know?
Well, I'm very curious. So I'm looking at the tip, and to me, it just looks like a felt tip. It looks like just another average Joe, baby.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very curious. Do you mind?
No, please swatch.
Okay. Damn, I will say this. The tip of the wing has never been sharper.
Hello?
I've never in my whole life, I have so many damn eye pencils and gels and pens and fucking inks. I've never seen a wing that sharp.
That is
damn.
An Adele caliber tip, babe.
That would shift somebody in prison.
Yes.
That's so damn sharp. Okay.
I know.
Damn.
Ugh. And that formula is so wet.
Mm. And it's really like glittery. The component is like glitter black and very like subtle. And it's very Adele.
And when you open it to get the refill ink in, it's like a little thing of ink. So it's like an actual, like a printer cartridge of ink that you're putting in.
It's like when you buy a fancy pen and then the ink runs out and you just put a new little fancy thing.
Yeah.
Wow. It's sort of like a jelly roll pen. Do you remember those?
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, that pink glitter one. I like wrote all my notes in it. Well, add to cart. Add to cart. Yep. Sold. Now, oh, look at that. It dried on my hand and
see?
Look. Not coming off. Not coming off. That would definitely survive like a hit tour of a hit platinum album or like an afternoon bukkake.
Absolutely.
The two things I strive for.
That's what Adele is doing. That's how her eyes stay so sharp. She's doing that bukkake.
We could have had it all. I got my liner sharp. I tried. It didn't. I was a little off, but that's fine.
No, that was...
Fire to the Rain is like the best Adele song.
Yeah, I think I'm wetter than my pen right now. Eyeliner.
And that is not easy, honey. Oh, love it. Okay, next thing I wanted to ask you about, because I have my own damn list.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Is the Vintner's Daughter hack.
Yes.
Okay, so Brie has the most beautiful complexion.
Thank you.
You're an angel. She has a beautiful glow, perfect skin. I know you take care of your skin, though. You don't take it for granted. You're like, honey, I'm a skincare enthusiast. So I don't remember how we got to talking about this. I think because you love products and stuff, I wanted to ask you, I was like, what are you using? Vintner's Daughter? Only because all I've ever heard about this Vintner's Daughter. Vintner's Daughter has come up on Ashby before, but it's a serum, and it costs a lot of money, honey.
$185
a bottle, and it kind of hit the beauty market and everybody flipped out and was like buying it and talking about how great it was. And I said something to you about it and you were like, oh, honey, I made my own.
Yeah.
And I was like, what?
I am an oil hoarder.
Okay.
Tell me everything. I looked it up. Yeah. I was like, $185 for 30 milliliter bottle. That's such a ripoff. I could make this myself easily.
Yeah.
I go right to the ingredients section. I'm like, oh, I already have half of these oils.
Right. It's just a bunch of oils, but there's some kind of, is there a treatment on them or something? Like, why is it so great? Did like a magic witch bless them with her twat or something? Like, why are they so much? Do you know?
Vintner's Daughter's pussy. It's her pussy water.
Vintner's pussy. Vintner's pussy.
Vintner's Daughter's pussy.
That sounds sick. I don't know. How old is she, Brie? I don't know.
Well, she's of age.
Okay.
You know?
You looked on the Vintner's Daughter's website.
Yes.
Okay.
And they have all the ingredients. And I was like, okay, I have half of these. Great. I'm going to order the rest. Now, here's the thing. I did get all my oils from Amazon.
Okay.
And I know they're evil. Friend of the pod, Gabby Dunn, friend of me.
Mm-hmm.
Her podcast, Bad With Money, has the best episode about why Amazon's evil.
Interesting.
You know, I got this before Amazon. I'm not going to go into it.
You know,
but
listen,
I will say,
Amazon comes up on Attribute. I have Amazon links on my website sometimes. Here's what I'll say. Yes, are they taking over the world? Yes. Are there some bad things going on there? Yes. I think use it a court. Like, you know, don't do you. And I understand the convenience can be very helpful for people with no car, people with, you know, I think just use sparingly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Don't give them every cent and don't just automatically when you want something, go on Amazon and buy it. You know what I mean? Maybe do a little more research. Maybe get it somewhere else.
Yeah.
Or whatever. But use it if you need. Don't, you know, do your damn best. That's the Nashville motto.
Totally.
So continue.
That said, I have an Amazon credit card.
You know, we're all doing our best. Again.
I'm trying.
Yes, yes.
Now that I know, I'm like, oh, okay,
right.
I won't use this credit card.
That's what it's all about is, you know, you find out something is fucked and you stop doing it.
Yep.
That's why I stopped eating animals.
Amen.
Anyway, keep going.
So, you have to buy little brown, amber, whatever, like any colored bottle.
Right.
So that the sun doesn't
kill the
chemicals or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Okay. So the ingredients that I use, because I couldn't find all of them, but I just made my own.
Okay.
And here's the thing. You can add or subtract any of these ingredients and you'll still get the same quality because a lot of these are essential oils. And
yes.
I don't like that on my face.
Okay.
Essential oils like ruin me.
Yeah.
I put them in my lotion for my body. That's fine. But not a lot of people can handle essential oils like lavender, lemon, bergamot.
Right. That shit will burn.
It burns.
Yeah. I wouldn't put any of those on my face you just named.
I know.
Yeah.
But those are all in Vintner's Daughter.
Interesting. I wonder if it's like one drop or something.
I'm assuming it is. And like I said, add or subtract. As long as you have your carrier oils, which are like the avocado oil, which is also in it, grapeseed oil, that's a good carrier, organic meadow foam seed oil. Those are three carrier oils that I think you would want to keep. and then build on that.
I've heard Meadow Foam Sea Oil in a lot of things.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's in one of my Supergoop sunscreens.
Yes. Yeah. It's like very popular right now. And here is
It's having a moment right now.
It's
the it girl of the carrier oils.
It is. And for some reason, castor oil keeps coming up a lot.
Yeah.
Which is like for your eyebrows.
And your eyelashes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Helps them grow. Okay. So this has got Japanese camellia seed oil.
Mm-hmm.
Organic evening primrose oil.
I hear that's great. That has vitamin C.
That is. And if mm-hmm. you have wrinkles, just put that on the wrinkles by itself.
Yeah.
And that works.
Interesting.
Rosehip oil.
Yep.
Tamanu oil.
Okay, I say Tamanu, but I'm a bumpkin. I don't know. But I love whatever that is because that's in my Michelle oil cleanser.
Yes.
It smells so good.
Is it a nut or something?
It smells very nutty, you know, a bit nutty.
It's a bit nutty, as Adele would say.
Yes. Or Austin Powers is who I was quoting. But yes.
During the bukkake, she's like, you guys, it's a bit nutty
in this bukkake.
All right, moving
sorry
on.
Sorry to the English honeys. Sorry to the English honeys.
I'm not sorry.
I am because I get iTunes reviews.
That's true. Yeah.
Just kidding.
By the way, rate and review 5 stars.
Thank you.
I did it for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I didn't want you to have to do it yourself.
Thank you. You know I hate it. I hate asking for help. Yes, I hate asking for help.
Oh my God, there's so many fucking oils in this candy.
Wait,
okay, carrot seed oil.
Is this Vintner's daughter
yes,
or the one
is,
you made?
No, this is the one I make, but these are the ingredients I choose to use. There's still other
you
things
that I'm missing.
You put
carrot seed oil in there? That is fancy.
I know, but it's cheap.
She fancy.
All of these oils, I would say, are like together total like $200.
Yeah.
And they're huge.
Yeah.
You could make 30 Vintner's Daughters out of these oils.
And then sell them in your trunk.
Sell them.
At the flea market.
Gift them.
Yeah.
Do your thing. But then I use the Sea Buck Thorn Seed Oil.
I hear that one a lot, too.
I hear that, too.
I said that on Allison Becker's episode of Attribute, I said that was my stripper name. Sea Buck Thorn.
Yep.
Sea Buck Thorn Oil, I believe.
And then some of the essential oils that I already had were the lemon, rosemary, bergamot, and lavender.
Mm-hmm.
And I made a batch and it failed because mm-hmm. of the essential oils. It like made my skin not great. So I took them out and I started over.
How many drops of each of these are you putting in
there? I was putting in 2 drops each.
Okay.
Which didn't feel like a lot,
yeah.
but it was a lot.
Yeah. That's a lot of damn oils.
I would say get rid of them. I don't think you need the essential oils. Now,
what does it smell like without them, though? Maybe it was just like a scent thing. Because everybody talks about how amazing Vintner's Daughter smells.
That's probably what it is.
The aromatic effect of it could be adding to the experience.
There is one essential oil I would put in, and that's rose.
Mm-hmm.
But I would probably use like a rose water.
Mm-hmm.
So the ones that I'm missing from the actual ingredients list
mm-hmm.
are alfalfa.
Okay.
Calendula.
Mm-hmm.
Cypress. Dandelion. Frankincense, which is an essential oil.
Frankincense is great for your face.
That is good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just didn't have it at the time. Hazelnut and turmeric.
Mmm. Now I got to get some Vintner's Daughter. I'm curious, baby. I need to know what this smells like. So you mixed all these oils together.
Yes, in a little amber bottle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then just how do you use it?
I know you're supposed to use your serums. You do a couple drops. No, I put a whole squeegee of serum into my fingers.
Maybe warm it up in my hands.
And I smack the shit out of my face.
With that hot oil. I really give it to my face. I really give it a go.
I'm especially not gentle to my eyes. I know that's so bad, but I just like smack my eye like, get out of here, you little fucking.
You know, I feel the same. And who knows, maybe later in our life that we'll pay the price for that. Because everyone's saying, use your ring finger. It's the most delicate finger. But I put a damn jade roller across my eyeballs.
Oh, me too.
And I go hard. She goes in, you know?
You have to.
Yeah.
Come on. I want those oils deep in my pores.
Same.
And that Vintner's Daughter knockoff,
yeah,
as you would call it,
yeah,
got me through winter.
Okay.
She's a little harsh right now.
Yeah.
A little too much.
What's your mom's name?
Lori.
So can we call this Lori's daughter? Can that be?
Lori's daughter.
Can that be like the name
Make
of your
own.
Yeah. Well, do you have a ton of oil left?
Yeah, I do.
You could sell.
I totally could.
If anybody goes on natrubeauty.com and they want to email me and say, hey, Bree, make me a batch, Venmo her $20 or whatever.
Absolutely.
Let's get some orders going.
Okay. I would not charge anyone up the ass for
this. Let's get Lori's daughter. Let's get you an e-commerce site, honey. Get you a Shark Tank.
Okay. I'm so in for that.
I mean, I'm so curious. Do you have it with you, your DIY?
I didn't bring it with me, but the best part about this is all of these oils you can use on anything, like at any time, by themselves, with each other. Like, it doesn't have to be this exact potion.
Yeah, you can make all kinds of stuff.
Like, that evening primrose oil is, like, you add that to your moisturizer. I swear to God, my wrinkles have disappeared from my forehead. I was going to get Botox. Then I got bangs to hide the...
I call it Bangtox.
Yes, I got a Bangtox. Mm-hmm. And then I lifted up my bangs one day, and I was like, oh, my God, the wrinkles are gone. And I swear it's from these oils I've been using.
Yeah. Listen, that's pure natribute right there.
That is pure natch.
Get those oils.
Ooh, those ingredients are so natch. Mm.
You know, I'm so happy I don't have a big forehead wrinkle.
I know. You really don't.
I'm blessed, you know?
Yeah, you are.
No forehead wrinkle here.
Like, at all.
I mean, listen, I don't fuck around. I think we know that.
You know, it wasn't creaming my neck before this podcast.
Listen, that's the first thing that goes is that neck.
Ugh, now my neck wrinkles are gone. Okay?
Great. That neck is looking young and sweet, baby.
She tries. I keep her nice and covered. I lather her in sunscreen every day.
Okay, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Okay, so you just mentioned bangs.
Yes.
This is what I'm running into, and it's a very stupid problem, but you know what? That's what Natribute is all about. You know, this is a safe space. Mm-hmm. So when I wash my face at night, I will put my little Tossie on and hold my hair back. It's like the little scrunchie for your head or whatever. Do my face treatments. I wash. I do my serums, whatever. I go to bed. When I go to bed, I wear my hair in a like I have it now, like a pineapple on top of my head with a satin scrunchie like Jonathan Van Ness said. But my bangs, I usually keep down because they're not long enough to go up. Mm-hmm. And if I pin them or something, then they're going to have like
crimp.
A kink. Yes. So then I wake up and my bangs are greasy because the face serums and whatnot sucked into them. Mm. So do you have any tips on like skincare and bangs and technique?
Yes, I do.
For some reason, I thought you might know.
Okay. I use a curler, the heatless curler.
A
big fat roller. Mm-hmm. And I put my bangs up in that. So in the morning, I take it out and it's a nice swoopy bang.
And that doesn't bother you when you're sleeping?
No, and I'm a stomach sleeper.
How are you a stomach sleeper with a roller on?
I know.
Send me a video.
I don't sleep on my face. I do move my head to the side when I sleep.
Yeah. Wow, should I start doing that?
You could try it.
I have one at home. I'll do it tonight and see.
Make sure it's like a big one, though.
I have a big one.
You got a big one?
A big one.
I never doubted you and your girth.
Honey. Of course, honey. Size matters. I've got a big old roller, baby. All right. I don't know why I figured you might know that. So,
well, I'm glad you did.
Yeah. So let's get into whatever's in that bag.
Okay.
Bree brought a big old bag.
I did.
Yeah.
You know I don't fuck around with sunscreen.
No.
That's why you invited me to that sunscreen event.
Yes.
You know I do not.
Yes.
I'm pale as fuck.
You know, it's great.
Every time I go in the sun, I have 30 new freckles. I don't fuck around with that. But I will say my everyday body sunscreen is Alba.
Okay.
Because it's not bad for the environment.
Yep.
It's one of those that
mineral
you can wear
based.
It in the water.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I use an SPF 50 and I use the fragrance free.
Okay.
Now for my face, if I'm doing like a makeupless face day, mm-hmm. I will do La Roche-Posay.
Okay.
Okay?
La Roche-Posay, you stay.
And I'm using SPF 50.
Okay.
Or 60,
wow.
Sorry, 60.
Ooh,
it is 60.
What? I never knew sunscreen went above 50.
Yes.
Okay.
It goes to 100.
You're right,
apparently
but I think that's a lie. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, just listen to this.
Ooh, baby.
That's a little shaker in there.
Okay.
Mm, that sound.
Yeah. Mm.
So.
That bottle looks very interesting. It looks like a little cigarette popping out of the top.
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm into it. It just like kind of pours out of the bottle. You don't even have to squeeze it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice thin little pour.
Interesting.
It's the Ultra Light Cell OX Shield XL. Now this is, it's fragrance free, water resistant, paraben free, tested on sensitive skin.
Love it.
Now that is a great go-to.
Great.
I also use the Supergoop CC cream.
Oh, okay. I got one of those in our gift bag and I haven't opened it yet.
Okay.
You love it?
It's amazing.
Okay.
I love it.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's shade inclusive.
Yeah.
We didn't check on that when
Let
we were there.
Let me check. Let me check. Because you know that, I'm telling you, you know Natural Beauty. You get it.
I do. And I don't like to use brands that aren't.
Same.
So, I mean, I use it because it was free. I didn't
exactly.
go out and buy it.
I hear you on that. Same with me. That's how I feel, too. Okay, let's see if it is. I'm very curious. I wonder if some of these tinted products would look, how they would look on somebody with, you know, a woman of color, a person of color.
Exactly.
I wonder that because I have a several. Okay, they have three shades.
Okay,
they
that's not
fair,
that
fair, light, light, medium, medium, dark.
Now, if I'm doing a full face of makeup, I have the Holy Grail. Now, here's the thing. It is a Korean skincare product.
Mm-hmm.
I asked the woman at the store if it's cruelty-free, and mm-hmm. she said yes, but you know sometimes they just say that.
Well, they also might not know the laws and whatever.
And they might not know.
Well, Korean products are cruelty-free because it's banned. Animal testing is banned in Korea, but if
right.
they sell in China, same rule applies to any of the American companies, yes.
It's Tony Moly.
They're not cruelty-free.
I knew it.
Yeah. But
damn
they,
it.
People love them.
People love
what
them.
What is it?
It is a sunscreen oil.
Oh.
And it's magical. Honestly, it's like...
You put it on your face?
I put it on my face. It's got, it's an SPF 50 multi-use sun oil, BCDATION.
Hmm.
It's perfect. It's like the perfect base.
Yeah.
It's almost like a primer.
Supergoop has an oil.
Do they?
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
SPF 50 PA++.
That's my next one.
I was using it like a mad lady for a while, but I think I ran out and now I just have all these other ones I have to try. So it got taken to the wayside.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you asked your Twitter if for questions for us.
Did anybody send in a question?
We actually got one.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and I was going to address it because it's a good question, and we're kind of talking about it right now. Miel.
Oh, yeah, I love her.
She's verified. She's a comedian. She asked us, best vegan moisturizer with SPF, please, God, please.
Oh, okay. Moisturizer, not
so,
sunscreen.
Well, here's, listen, Miel, thank you for the question.
Mm-hmm.
I, for some reason, I don't have a combination product. I do them both separately.
Okay.
And I think why is, I did a lot of research for Miel. The SPF isn't that high. Like, the moisturizers are usually, like, SPF 30 or SPF 18 or SPF 15 or 20. And I'm like, Mama likes to go to a 50. Mama likes to really up the ante.
Mm-hmm.
So I found a couple to shout out for her. But
okay.
I haven't tried these.
Okay.
These
yeah,
are
shout
just,
them out.
Yeah. So, so first of all, you know there's a difference between natural sunscreen versus chemical sunscreen.
Mm-hmm.
So you mentioned several products in both categories. And I just want to clear that up for everybody real quick. So... Chemical-based sunscreens use chemicals to guard against the sun, while natural sunscreens use minerals. And this is how they work. So chemical-based sunscreens absorb the sun's rays with the chemicals, and then the chemical reaction turns the rays into heat, which is then dissipated from the skin into the air. Natural or mineral-based sunscreens instead reflect the sun rays like a mirror off of your skin.
Mm-hmm.
So they work completely differently.
Mm-hmm.
They both work, but there's lots of articles coming out about sunscreen and its effect on the environment and all these things. Here on Natch Butte, you know, I use both currently,
mm-hmm.
and that's where I'm at right now. That might change, but I'm just saying shout out to everybody out there using sunscreen. We're all doing our best.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how they work. So I have some options for both.
Oh my gosh.
Because that's what we're using, you know? This whole bag is all my sunscreen. So I'm about to bust that out
oh
for you.
Oh my God, I'm so hard.
But real quick, I want to tell Miel. So have you ever heard of First Aid Beauty?
Yes.
So everybody loves their cream, that big old tub of cream.
Yeah.
They make one. It's called the 5-in-1 Face Cream. It's SPF 30.
Okay.
I don't use it. I've never used it, but it got great reviews on Sephora. It's $40. Then there's Andalou Naturals, which they sell at Target. They have one called 1000 Roses Daily Shade Facial Lotion. It's SPF 18.
All right.
It's $12, but it's a mineral-based. And then another one that I really like, the Murad products. Because they're a cruelty-free brand and sort of that price point with all the other, like, fun things that are all not cruelty-free.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, Fresh and Avena, or not, Clarins, you know, all those, like, kind of middle to high-end Sephora skincare brands. Mm-hmm. Murad is cruelty-free, and he's a really cool guy. I've heard him on interviews on, like, YouTube and stuff. He's really cool. He has one called Essential C-Day Moisture Broad Spectrum SPF 30 PA++++. Check it out, Miel. I don't know.
Yeah.
Try one.
Yeah.
But for me, I keep it separate, okay? So do you want me to open my bag
please.
Up? Okay, let's see what's in here.
Oh, my God.
So first off, the summer is here. The sun is out to get us.
Mm-hmm.
So I've started to use this as a new product by Source Vital, which everybody here knows. I love me some Source Vital Apothecary. They're a Houston-based brand. This is natural handcrafted small batch body and sun care, honey. Yes.
Mm.
Sunshade 30, SPF 30. So this says natural broad spectrum sunscreen with aloe, shea, green tea, and coconut oil. I'm like, honey, I like those things. So I do my arms with this, just because when you drive, you feel that sun.
That's why I got my windows tinted.
Yep, I'm telling you. Do the arms, your neck, your pussy, and your crack. Do every area.
I have a little scarf in my car that I wear around my neck.
Look at you.
I don't.
The game is strong.
I can't.
The game is strong. That's smart. Yeah, so do this whole, you know, breast area, all this stuff. Now, I will say, I love it. It's a very natural scent. Don't let all these things like green tea, coconut oil. It kind of dries down and it just smells like nothing. But every product with that zinc in it does have a little bit of a feel.
Yeah.
So it doesn't get 100% smooth. Like, you're not like putting this on for like a lotiony like J-Lo moment. But like, I feel protected. You know what
That's
I mean?
That's all that matters.
Yeah. So I've been using that for my bod.
The sun is like the world's biggest villain.
It sure is. Well,
at the moment, the sun is 100% the number one killer.
I mean, we have a lot of villains in this society these days. I think the sun is definitely on that list.
Oh, yeah.
So here's a product that I just got. It's called Sunshine Botanicals Total Eclipse BB Cream. Now, the name is great.
Mm-hmm.
So I met the woman who owns this company at this event I was at. And man, she handed me this because she was like, I know you love sunscreen. I was like, I sure do. So I'm going to hand you this. And I want you to like kind of tell us what's going on. So yes, it is tinted. It smells like pumpkins to me. I don't know why. I don't know if you just take a whiff.
Okay, that's very oaty. I'm getting some oatmeal
oats?
Vibes.
Okay.
I'm getting some oats.
I thought you said Odie like Garfield's dog. I was like, Odie?
No, some oats. Let's see.
I, for some reason, smell pumpkin.
Yeah, I can smell.
Let's see, orange, honeysuckle, cinnamon. Oh, it might be a little cinnamon. That might be what we're picking up.
Mm-hmm.
Jojoba, black currant. I mean, it's all got all these good things, but it is zinc and titanium oxide based. And there is a little bit of a tint to it, which, again, I was concerned. So I went to the website, and they only have one color, but they have a tab on their website that says women of color. And then you hit it, and you can break it down into face or body products. So I did for the face, and it says, there are numerous skin problems that affect people of color. So then I was like, oh, good, it says people of color. Great, because we keep things, you know, gender neutral on Nash Butte. And so then this same product is listed. So I guess this color doesn't, they're saying it doesn't affect
anybody
yeah.
who uses it.
Right.
Which I just put a little swatch on my arm,
yeah.
and I don't even see it.
Yeah,
which is
so
great.
I think what it is the little tint to it or the color in it makes it work better or more effectively. A dermatologist I just saw said the same thing. She was like, you should have a little tint to it. But then again, I don't know.
That's why I use that CC cream, the super goop.
Right. I just don't know. It's not really fair for, like I said, some, you know, people with deeper skin tones, this might not match. But I will say, I've talked about this on Nash Butte before. I haven't bought it, but I talked to the owner and I tried the product at the convention and it's called Unsun. Unsun Cosmetics, and it's for sun protection for all skin types, and it's owned by a black woman, and so she said all the sunscreens I've ever had have a cast on them, and it's unfair, and it's not cool, so she created her own line. So that's very cool for all my honeys of color listening.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe check out Unsun, and then also Frank Ocean's mom is the founder.
Whoa!
Which is pretty dope, yeah. Her name's Katonya. So
that's a pretty name.
It sure is! guys. Okay, let's keep going in my bag.
Okay.
So that's what I'm using currently. I really like the smell of it.
It smells good. It's smooth.
It's natural. That's what I have on right now.
Oh, okay.
That's it. Well, I
and
have
you are
on,
glowy.
Thanks. It does. It gives like a little dew.
It does.
But I have like my vitamin C and my Source Vital serum under it.
Okay.
And then this. And then right now I'm using the Super Goop eye cream with oat peptides. So this is a chemical sunscreen right in my eyes. But we got it at the Super Goop party.
Yeah.
And I think they have, you know, their products work great. So I'm using that because if it says eye cream, I wanted an eye cream SPF. I wanted an eye cream with an SPF.
Yeah.
Badly.
Yeah.
Because this eye area needs some sun protection. So that's what I'm currently using.
That's good. I try eye creams and I get fat meat eyes.
What?
My eyes swell up and turn red and they look like meat.
You're going too high up.
I know.
You're going too high up.
I want my eyelid wrinkles to go away.
I understand.
I want my smooth cat eye. I want to look like Adele.
I understand. But you're going too high up with the eye cream.
I know.
You got to just go right into the ocular cavity down here. If you go anywhere higher, you're going to have a problem.
I know. Oh, I have those problems.
That Alba that you like,
yeah.
Their face sunscreen, it got in my eyes so bad. It ruined so many moments of my life. I used it on when I got engaged in the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
It like, my whole face was on fire because it like melted into my eyeballs.
Oh, God.
And then I was at Harry Potter World at Universal, you know, walking around Hogsmeade with my butterbeer and my damn eyeballs are burning out of my fucking skull. So, Alba, you need to get your act together. Okay? That shit will slide. Okay?
I know.
You hear me, Alba? You hear me?
Jessica?
Jessica Alba?
Are you here? Oh, wait, no, hers
she
is the
Honest Company, which I think is good. I use their baby wipes.
Oh, there you go.
To wipe my asshole.
Oh, my God. I've been thinking a lot about my ass. Like a lot of like self-care. Do you do butthole self-care?
I mean, I wash it out.
Do you like wax your butthole?
I laser hair. Yeah.
You laser your...
Yeah.
My laser hair removal doesn't... get to my butthole. It doesn't, my butthole is too brown.
You know, I actually haven't really inspected it to see if she's like really getting in there, but I'm pretty sure she is.
I wax my own butthole because the laser doesn't do it for me.
Wait, what? You wax your own butthole?
I wax my own butthole.
Okay, I'm closing my laptop.
Close the laptop.
What? All my plans just went out the window. What?
Girl, listen.
Listen, we need to hear this.
So baked, I smoke an entire joint, and okay. I say, go in there, Bree, do your thing. Just
well,
do your thing.
Okay, I'm already very curious, because to me, this should be done by a sober professional.
Listen.
But okay, because you're going the opposite direction.
I've been doing
direction.
It for years.
Okay.
So I get my little wax strips. They're the pre-wax strips.
Okay. Do you know what kind you like?
Or? It's like the Bare Natural. It's in the little purple box.
Okay.
And I take my hair dryer, I heat it up.
Okay.
Take it apart.
Okay.
Put on my butthole and I rip it. I don't even give myself time to think about it.
Hold on.
Do it.
You go across your whole sphincter or you go
just
like to the
butt.
Sides? Like, do you go over your asshole?
I do the whole
asshole?
Thing at once.
You go over.
I go right on top
Honey,
of my puckering little baby butthole.
I don't know if you can do that. I don't know. That doesn't disrupt the sensitive area?
No, because I squeeze in really hard when
okay.
I do it.
So you make sure that like the delicate skin is not really there.
I don't touch the little flower.
Okay. Okay. I'm very... Okay. Wow. Wow. How often are you doing this?
I do it once every 2 months.
Okay.
Yeah. And I have my laser hair removal... at home thing
mm-hmm.
that I bought.
What?
And it's amazing. It's the best thing ever.
What?
Yes.
Tell me more.
So I got my tax refund
mm-hmm.
back and I was like, what am I gonna get?
Yeah.
$300?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine. I'll fucking try this shit. I go
yeah.
on Amazon.
Okay, yeah.
Get this IPL, what is it? It's Venus Gillette IPL.
Wait, what?
I know. And I've tried, years ago I tried another one and it was crap. It didn't work at all. But this one works. And I laser every single part of my body. My butt hair, my nipple hair. my armpits, my full puss.
Did you know you were going to be talking about this today?
No, I knew I wanted to bring up the laser hair removal, but I did not know you were going to the butthole
stuff. I mentioned it, and you just went for it. You saw that exit. You saw that lane open up, and you revved the engine, and you went.
I love talking about exits.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Mm. Okay, nice segue there. Wow. Okay, so wait. Venus, like the Gillette razors, makes their own laser hair removal machine for at-home use.
And it's the best one in the biz. I'm telling you.
How often can you use it?
Once a week.
What?
Yeah, and I'm on like my number 9 out of 12. That you're supposed to do it for 12 weeks in a row and then use it whenever there's like hair that comes back. I'm on like number 9.
What?
And I haven't shaved in like a week.
What?
Yeah.
I'm
like touching my legs right
you
now.
You know, I'm so curious about this.
Yeah, you should really. It's worth it. How much is regular laser hair? It's like it adds up, right?
Oh, yeah. I don't even know. I pay like $50 a session and you have to do it 10 times.
Okay. So then, yeah, it's worth it to get an at-home.
Yeah.
But it doesn't get your butthole. Sorry.
Why doesn't it get your butthole? You can't just
it's too
like.
Too dark. I'm thinking about bleaching my butthole and then trying it. Do you think that would work?
Wait, hold on.
Am I crazy?
Why doesn't it? Wait. You mean your butthole skin is too dark?
Yeah, I think so.
You know what? I'm going to move on just because I feel like there are probably people with darker skin. Is this machine only for white people?
No, it isn't.
Well, then what do you mean it's too dark?
It might be like too red. Like it doesn't work on redness.
You have a red asshole? I guess from waxing.
Okay, so you know how like your vagina is sort of like it's like pinkish if you're pale.
Speak for yourself.
Well, if you're okay, if you're
kidding.
As pale as me, it's probably either pink or peach.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like the same thing with your butthole. It's got a little
an undertone.
Little pigment.
Yeah. Okay. What undertone does your pussy have?
Yeah.
I'm a neutral.
Deep pinks. Okay.
Okay. Wow. I did not think. That was going to come up, but you know what?
Neither did I.
This is what happens on Attribute.
Any excuse to bring up Janelle Monáe's new song, Pink?
Yeah, I got tagged in that a lot.
Oh.
Just because, you know,
it's
my color.
Pink.
Yeah. Well, speaking of, can you tell me what else is in that damn bag?
Yes.
I mean, come
Moving
on.
Moving on.
Hey,
so sorry.
I think I gave it plenty of time.
You did. Hey,
yes.
Listen.
I think you just sold some of those damn machines.
I have to tell you about this is my favorite highlighter ever.
Tell me.
It since it's, you know, Pride. I don't know if this episode's going to come out during June, but
it won't.
It won't. Okay.
But happy Pride.
This is Chaos Makeup.
I've seen that on Instagram.
They are the most Instagram-worthy beauty brand of all time.
Yeah.
Now, this rainbow highlighter was the first of its kind. You see ripoffs now.
Oh, yeah. So they were the first rainbow highlight.
It broke, of course, on the way here.
Oh, no.
It's okay. I'll do that rubbing alcohol trick
later.
But it comes in this cute little shell.
I've seen their Instagrams and it's fantastic.
The swatch is just, it's like, it's perfection. It's so pigmented.
Yeah.
And it's gorgeous. It's my favorite thing in the world.
And do you have any of their other things? Oh, yeah,
I do, maybe. But I couldn't bring those because they broke on the way to me getting shipped.
Well, I don't like that.
It's like a one woman company.
Very
she like does it herself.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, and she's amazing. If you go on their Instagram though, these new like swatches, they're like color changing pigments. They're gorgeous. It looks like alien hands because she puts it on her hands. But it's
I want
amazing.
All that. That's very cool.
Let's see. What do you?
I like the little shell component.
I know it's so cute. What do you want to know? What are you thinking?
What's like your everyday like products?
Okay. Everyday product. I have my eyebrows microbladed.
Mm-hmm.
However, if I'm going for a bold brow, I do my Urban Decay Brow Beater.
Ooh.
Love it.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It's a pencil.
It's a pencil. And
okay.
It's like a really skinny one.
Yep.
And if you're not into like the, you know, Urban Decay price point, you could do the NYX.
That's what I use.
Yeah, that one's just as good.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But does Urban Decay make one for us? Because I have a hard time with the auburn color.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually either too red or too deep brown.
I use the blonde. I like build on it.
Okay,
I
yeah.
use, I think it's, yeah, taupe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I see you.
Okay. This is my favorite lip balm of all. It's like a tint.
Mm-hmm.
It's French Girl Organics.
Ooh.
And I have one in every color.
I don't know. Brand. I love when I find out new brands.
I'm shocked you don't know this.
Yeah.
You would be obsessed with them.
Yeah.
All of their stuff is incredible. This is the color's Terra Rouge. It's like an orangey
Cute.
Color. And it's like like natural ingredients just going on your lips. So if you have chapped lips but you still want to wear some color, this is exactly what you need.
Oh, so cute.
Exactly. Like the color is like,
ooh, baby.
Look at that. It's like, it is. Yeah. It's like a bomb.
Yeah. Oh,
I
love
perfection. That's my everyday.
Where do you get it from?
I think they started selling it at Target, but you can for sure get it on their website.
Excellent.
Yeah. Let's see. Concealer, I'm a Tarte Shape Tape.
Really?
It is a little too light for me, I think. Well, so I don't know what to do.
I still never bought it. I never bought a Shape Tape.
Okay.
Ever. Because they only sell it at Ulta, and I mm-hmm. never go into Ulta. They're just not convenient to me.
Okay. They just opened one by me. That's the only
Excellent.
Reason I have this. It is a great concealer, but it's too light, and I don't know.
Well, they have other colors.
I know. Honestly, this summer, I haven't been wearing foundation or concealer at all.
Wow.
I know.
Wow.
What is wrong with me?
No, it's because your skin looks so bomb.
Yeah, it's that Lori's daughter.
I'm telling you, Lori's daughter coming through.
Then I use Tarte Gifted Mascara.
Ooh!
Now, the packaging is the wood.
That's
it's
really
wooden,
cute.
And it's so, I mean, it's just the formula doesn't dry out at all. It doesn't clump. I'm so into it.
Okay, I like the package. That's cute. Mm-hmm. Is that a Fenty contour or a highlight stick in your hand?
It is.
I need to get, I'm telling you, everybody loves those.
This is a match stick in the color Yacht Life.
Cute. Cute.
It's like I use it as a blush.
Is that one of the new colors?
I don't know. I think so.
I'm not familiar with that name, so it might be.
All right. Yeah. It's
like a peachy.
It's a peachy, mm-hmm. and I use it with this NYX Wonder Stick, which is what I use for contour.
Ooh, cute.
So I'll do the cheeks uh-huh. under the chin, and I'll do the Fenty right on top of it and blend it together.
Cute.
Let's see what
I'm
else.
I'm here for that. Mm-hmm. Is that NYX one double-sided?
It is.
Oh, that's
I don't
cute.
Ever use the other side. I don't use the white
But
part
you
of
should.
The
I mean, you bought it, damn it. Use it.
I know. I should. Well,
listen, challenge yourself. Challenge yourself. Use it. Figure it out.
I love a good contour, but I'm not a contour queen.
I'm not either. I wish.
It's a lot of work. I already have, like, my skincare routine is already 30 steps.
Like, yeah. It's like, I don't have time for 31, baby.
I know. This NYX, This Is Everything lip oil.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I don't know about that.
What?
I'm telling you, I'm a fucking hack. I don't know anything. I don't know anything. Okay?
That's not true. You teach me something new every episode.
Oh, good. That's my goal.
It's, okay. This is it's a pure lip oil. Mm-hmm. So if you're loving an oil, especially like a nighttime, bedtime lip thing, this is perfect for you.
Wow.
And it's like $4 to $6.
Yeah.
Now, these Fenty Beauty lips, the Mademoiselle,
I don't know.
These are my jam.
Okay, show
they
me.
Are this is your
cute.
Color, first of all.
Yeah.
This color is single.
Oh, it's your
which
color.
Is my color. I'm so lonely.
Do they have one called Married that's like really boring?
No, use no, Yacht Life.
Yes. Yes.
It's a perfect matte lipstick. It's not too drying. Mm-hmm. But if it is, just put that lip oil underneath it.
I've heard nothing but amazing things about like her Stunna lip paints everybody loves. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she really, because Rihanna's a makeup enthusiast.
She is.
And I think she really, really was like, I'm not fucking around.
Mm-mm.
I'm going to put out the colors, names, and what I want in a makeup. And that's why it's resonating so well with everybody is because we get it.
Totally.
Yeah.
Now, for an eye primer, I'm using the Urban Decay, that purple
eye potion. Mm-hmm.
But I also like the NYX. If you want a cheaper one, I like the NYX. It's like a little black tube of it.
I have that eye potion. I have the one that says anti-aging on it. Mm-hmm. And I swear to God, it changes everything. It makes like $6 eyeshadows blend like damn $50 eyeshadows. I'm convinced.
Damn.
I'm convinced. Like, I felt like I bought it and then I like wasn't really using it that much. I was like, I don't really need this. So lately I've been trying it. I've been doing a lot of like pinky eye looks. I don't know if you've been seeing my Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I see you, Urban Decay eye potion. I see you. It's working.
What palette are you using for the pinks?
Lately, I've been using that BH matte, 88 matte palette, which I think is gone. I think it's out of business.
No way.
It's so great.
I have a NYX palette that has all the colors.
Yeah, that's great.
NYX Ultimate.
I wonder if that has Carmine. I just try to avoid the Carmine, and that's it's in everything.
Does NYX have it?
I don't know. It might.
Okay.
It's in, like, Anastasia Modern Renaissance has it. I mean, it's
no.
It's in everything, man. It's in everything. I like, oh, Yes Please, ColourPop. It's like one of my favorite palettes. And I was going to like do a whole thing on it and how I was like, all these different looks you can do with it. And then I read it as fucking Carmine in it. And I was just like, it's really hard. It's really, 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 really hard. Especially because Kat Von D doesn't vaccinate her fucking kid, so I'm not buying that shit anymore.
What?
She doesn't have Carmine in her shit.
Oh, but can we not use Kat Von D? Oh, damn.
I don't know. I just, you know, I've had it with her. I've had it with her. I just can't get, there's too much, when you put too much personal information out there, you start getting annoying. And I don't want to buy things from somebody who annoys me.
Shit.
You know what I mean?
I shouldn't have talked about my butthole.
Oh, honey, I'll hear about your butthole all day, as long as you vaccinate your damn kids.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a couple other products, but,
have you ever gotten, like, a tapeworm or anything from your butthole? Oh, my God, your eyes lit up like you have a story.
I thought I had already told you the story, because the way you just brought it up, I was like, how
you've
did you know?
You've had a tapeworm in your butthole.
Jackie.
Brie! What?
This also ties into my reason why I love anal sex. Okay.
Oh my God, what have I done? What have I done? I was making a damn joke. Her eyes lit up like a damn orphan on Christmas.
I have to tell everybody, don't do the Master Cleanse. Because I got a fucking worm from the Master Cleanse. It wasn't a tapeworm. It was like, it looked like an earthworm. This is the grossest fucking story ever. Okay. But if you're thinking about doing the Master Cleanse, maybe don't.
I don't think anyone is anymore, right?
Don't.
That's not a thing anymore. Nobody does that, right?
If you don't know, it's that lemon, cayenne, maple syrup cleanse. I did it. I was at my grandmother's house and I pooped out a worm.
Oh, my. Oh, wait. But how did the worm get in there? How did the worm
Who
get
knows?
In there, Brie?
It was a parasite. It had to have been from traveling or something.
Okay,
like,
so it didn't. The cayenne pepper just got it out.
It got
the
it out.
The cleanse got it out.
But I went to the butt doctor right after that.
Proctologist?
I went to the proctologist. Sorry, excuse me. I went to the proctologist.
I've always wanted to go to one. Always.
This
anyway.
Leads me into the second part of the story.
Oh, God, I can't wait. I'm on the edge of my seat.
Okay. I go to the proctologist and I said, I have worms. And he's like, okay, we'll check it out.
Yeah.
Can you poop right now? I was like, I went earlier. I'm sorry, I can't. He was like, it's okay. I'll find something in there. And I was like,
oh, my God.
So he stuck his sexy old man finger up into my butt. And he pulled
with
out.
With a glove on, I
yes,
would hope.
Yes, with a glove.
Okay.
He pulled out some poop at home.
Oh, my God.
And he tested the poop out. And he's like, you don't have worms. And I was like, where did it come from?
Yeah.
He's like, it must have been a good worm. Everyone has worms in their body.
No, no,
That's
no,
what he
no,
said to me.
No, no, no,
And he's
no.
like, whatever you do, don't do the Master Cleanse because you're going to find some things that you're not going to want to see in
no,
there.
No, I don't have worms in me. No, I don't. I refuse. I don't need that. I don't need that.
He was like, did you keep the worm? And I was like, no, I didn't keep the worm. I flushed the worm the second I saw it.
You didn't pull it out and put it in a damn atrium in your fucking bedroom?
No, but I did have to pull it out. It
oh
was my
God,
nightmare.
Stop.
I thought I was in a nightmare. But his old man finger is what made me realize, oh, butt stuff is fun.
Oh, my God.
Moral of the story, don't do the Master Cleanse, but maybe if you're into it, try butt stuff.
Okay. You know what? That's a beautiful message.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful message. I wonder if he, was he single or...
I think he was married.
Okay.
I hope all of the people I'm dating right now are listening to this right now because...
You want them to hear that you bleach your own asshole?
Well, I haven't done that yet, but yes, I want to weed out the bad ones.
You're right.
You know what?
It's like that Chrissy Teigen, you know, song John Legend wrote, All of You, for his wife.
Yes.
It's like, he loves all of you like you love all of me.
Exactly.
Love your butthole worms and bleach. Love your waxing in between. Give me all of you. I see all of me. Yeah.
That was beautiful.
He should rewrite it about
me.
Chrissy Teigen's asshole.
Lori's daughter.
Lori's
she's
daughter.
She's a freak. She's a little freak.
Oh my God. Listen.
My roommate is going to kill me. She's a honey, like a major honey.
Really?
Shout out Ari.
Oh my God.
She's going to kill me for telling all these stories. She's going to be like, Brie, you blew it. You blew it.
No, listen. You know, every Natch Butte episode is like a beautiful, unique flower in nature. They're all different and beautiful in their own way. And, you know, I thought, this is me because I have a hard time relinquishing control. Like, I thought it was going to go one way. And then, which it did, we covered a lot of great things that I just wanted to discuss.
Okay, good.
But then we turned a corner. And I followed along. I'm happy to go along for the ride, baby.
Thank you for taking me on this ride.
Oh, honey, of course.
Oh, my God. I know you're not a square. That's why I feel safe.
Yeah,
I feel safe in this building.
I'm not uptight at all. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've just realized there's a couple of products I forgot to say in my sunscreen.
So sorry.
No. You know what? I wanted to hear about your butthole. And that's, I took the detour.
Well, I really wanted to share, so I'm so glad we made it work.
I guarantee you people out there are going to buy those fucking wax strips and wax their own asshole.
It's easy. It's like do it in one pull.
Yeah.
You know?
Damn, I bet that.
Laser your nipple hair off.
Feeling.
You know? Do it. Do all the gross things.
Yeah.
By the way, my IUD is what caused nipple hairs, which
what?
Fuck
what?
You, bitch.
I'm putting my products away again. No. What? What?
You know how like sometimes you'll get like a little nipple hair here or there, whatever. That's fine.
Some people. Yeah. I can relate.
I mean some people.
I can relate, yeah.
Okay. Second I got an IUD, little black nipple hairs started poking out and I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm not gonna get pregnant, but I am going to laser my boobs now.
It was probably something in the hormones, right?
Yeah.
Was it like a Mirena or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
It still is.
Yeah.
Still there.
Well, you know what?
She ain't budging for like, I got about 2 more years left with
yeah.
her.
Yeah. So keep on trucking, baby.
But I lasered.
Yeah.
So it's fine.
Yeah.
That Gillette, Venus Gillette laser got rid of the nipple hairs.
Wow. You know, it's interesting because I've been getting laser hair removal and it's like amazing. And I was like, what area could I do next? And
nipple.
It would be nice to do some stray hairs. I have this one that's right here, and I've had it since I was in high school, and it will grow. I'm sorry, I'm pointing to my stomach. It's like right above my belly button.
Okay.
And in high school, I had a pierced belly button, and I was like always wearing little crappy toppies and little bikinis and being like, yes, I'm Mandy Moore from the candy video, honey.
Yes.
And this one hair is like really dark and long, and I would pluck it, but it would come back, and I would forget, and I'd go out, and I'm like, you know, listen to Into Club by 50 Cent by the pool or whatever, and
yeah.
I would look down and I see my giant, like, weird hair. And the other day it happened again.
Oh,
and I was
wow.
like, damn, you're still haunting me all these years later? And so I was thinking, could I go into the laser hair removal place and be like, hey, I'll give you a 20 and can you just pop a couple places? So that, I should just come use your damn machine.
Yeah.
Do the nip, do my stomach.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Like, honestly, whatever you
ails
want.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very you can use my laser.
Do you have to, like, change the tips or anything? How does it work? I'm very curious.
No, you just clean it off with, like, a wet rag or whatever, like with soap. Or,
okay. Well, you know what? We answered the one listener question we got. Oh, I remember what I wanted to fucking ask you. Real quick, I'm going to just say I love this Kula setting spray.
Oh.
Kula is 70% organic, it says right here. Makeup setting spray. And I'll say this. It has hyaluronic acid in it, which
That's
we love
good.
For moisture. Both Kula and Supergoop are under the Green Beauty banner at Sephora.
Oh, that's good.
But they're considered chemical sunscreens, but I guess their ingredients are really natural. And, you know, this is organic. Kula is organic. So, you know what? Everybody do your research and buy what's right for you. But I am a huge fan of Kula. They're vegan. They are certified cruelty-free. And they have a ton of cool products. This setting spray is awesome. If you do, like, a full beat, and then you're going to, like, the 4th of July party, and you want to look snatched, but you also don't want that sun coming for you, you just do a layer of this on top, and baby, you are ready.
I also brought that Goop. Super Goop setting mist.
Yes,
that
very
setting
similar.
Mist is really good. It has SPF 50 in it.
Yes, we aren't playing today.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay, that was it. Now, will you briefly? So, I don't know if people know this, but Brie and I share a man in common. You've dated my one true love, Shia LaBeouf.
Oh, yeah.
So I was wondering if you would mind just telling that story really quickly.
Oh, of course.
Because, you know, you used to date my lover. You used to date my husband.
Yes,
you know.
We dated. And by dated, we went on one date.
Yeah.
And my date, I mean, my whole family was there.
Yeah. Your parents were sitting at the table with y'all?
Yeah.
Okay.
And my sister. It was not a date.
Yeah.
It was win a date, not win, buy a date with Shia LaBeouf. It was an auction thing for charity that my parents, they knew we were obsessed with Even Stevens, so they bought us two packages because they're the best parents ever.
Yeah, that's so
great. It was go bowling with the cast of Even Stevens.
Oh, my God.
That was separate from the go on a date with Shia LaBeouf.
You didn't even tell me about that.
Did I not?
No.
Oh, my God.
You're holding out on me because you know that, like, we're in love and you didn't want to make me uncomfortable.
Sorry.
But, you know, you can be honest with me.
Okay.
You just told me about your ass worm. I mean, we're close.
Okay. So, yeah, me and Shia and my family. And he was a true gentleman. Mm-hmm. This was just, this Holes had just come out that summer.
Okay.
He was riding
big
that high.
Big blockbuster movie.
I was riding that D in my mind. Yep. I was 13. He was 17.
Okay.
He's only 4 years older.
Okay.
So it wasn't a huge deal.
Yeah.
And I was just praying that he was going to ask me out after the date.
Yeah.
He didn't. But he did give me his phone number because he wanted to come over to my parents' house because they had a drum set.
Yep.
He's like, can I come play your drums? And my dad was like, anytime, man. And so he actually gave his number to my dad. My dad gave it to me, though.
You see, the truth is now coming out because that's not the story I was told.
He did give me the number and I called it.
Yeah.
And
you got a voicemail, right?
Got a voicemail, and it was the most insane voice message I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, I wish
it was Shia screaming. He runs into his mother's bedroom, screams, wakes her up. She starts saying, "Fuck you, Shia, get the fuck out of my room."
He's
laughing.
He's trying to be like Jackass, like he's trying to be Bam Margera or something, yeah.
And then it's like, beep. That was his leave a message, was just waking up his mom from a nap.
Did you leave a message?
No, I was too traumatized from that outgoing thing.
Yeah, he definitely was watching some Jackass.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like a very Jackassy kind of move.
Yeah,
very
but the date was amazing.
Yeah.
He told us all, he spilled all the tea about Even Stevens.
He might have not even been legally allowed to do that.
Probably not.
Yeah.
But you know, Christy Carlson Romano almost got fired from doing the Even Stevens movie because she got a boob job.
Damn.
At least that's what he said. But
yeah, who knows?
That was some hot tea at the time.
Damn.
I was like, oh my God, I love her so much. She's the best.
How long were y'all at the table, like, eating?
3 hours.
Really?
It was like a 3 hour. It went on forever. Like,
where were y'all, Buga de Peppa or some shit? Damn.
No, we were at the Daily Grill.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Famous institution of the Valley.
Yes, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, it was perfect.
And you do have a photo to prove it.
I got the photo
to
prove
it. I Instagrammed.
I used to cut my sister out of the picture. But I Instagrammed recently the full picture for the first time ever.
Yeah. You know, I've done that too. And I think now I'm at the point where if I do see a celebrity or meet a celebrity that they're very, very important to me, I go ahead and just ask for the photo by myself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I used to just crop. Like, I have a photo with Amy Poehler and, like, the whole cast of this movie I did. And I, like, wedged myself to be next to her so that it looked like we were friends.
Yep.
And then I would, like, crop it. But it was so blurry because it's a big photo. And, like, you know, cropping it to just make it look like we're best friends. Let's get so blurry. It's like you couldn't even tell who it was, basically.
Yeah.
But now I would just be like, hey, can I get that solo pic?
Exactly.
Can I get that solo selfie?
That's what you gotta do.
Let me holla at you.
Exactly.
I just realized that I told the Natchbute Instagram followers that I would tell them on this episode who I saw at Erewhon.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Oh, my God.
So,
yes.
So Brie and I were at the Osea Malibu event. It's an amazing company. I talk about them all the time. They're like all organic, all natural, Malibu-based skincare line founded by a woman. I'm going to have the founder on eventually. It's a really fun brand, and I met them through, I think, Indie Beauty Expo, and we've just become kind of buds. So they invited us to their launch party for their new brick and mortar in Venice, California.
That's beautiful.
We went to the event. It was so fun. It was beautiful. We were like feeling ourselves because we both had matching braids done. They had a braid bar. I mean, what a great idea for
vegan
a party.
Sushi.
Vegan sushi. If anyone out there is like looking to throw a party, hire a braider. She sat in the corner and braided everybody's hair, and it was so fun. So Brie and I were feeling ourselves. We do look like sisters. I like the thing. So we were like hanging, and then there was an Erewhon, which is like a hippie doodah expensive grocery store in LA. There's several of them. And I was like, on the way back to my car, I'm gonna buy some almond milk for my husband because we're almost out, and he uses them for smoothies in the morning, and I'm a good wife. So I'm at Erewhon, feeling myself, got my braid. I'm in the line to check out. And this guy and I walk up right at the same time, and he has like a little cart of stuff, and he goes, oh, excuse me. It was like one of those things where we both walked up the exact same time, so like, who's going to go first? He's like, no, please go first. And I was like, okay. It was Sean William Scott.
Oh, yes. Stifler.
Stifler, for anybody out there of a certain age. Stifler from American Pie. He had a bunch of hits. Dude, Where's My Car?
Yes.
You know, he had a moment.
Yeah.
So I immediately recognize him. Yeah. He's very handsome.
He's so hot.
You know, in the early days, he was kind of goofy. Like, in his teen, like, younger days, he was like, duh, you know, I'm a goof. I'm the goofy friend. But, like, he hit an age at some point where he looks good. Like,
yeah,
he,
the movie Goon?
He matured. I haven't seen it, but great.
He's so hot.
He looks great. And he has, like, tattoos now. And he's yoked. Like, he's got arms. Boy works out. Like, and I, like, immediately clocked him because I don't have that many marketable skills. But one of them is I see a celebrity from a mile away,
yep.
honey. I see him everywhere. So he's standing behind me, and the line is moving very quick. And I said, you know what? I'm not going to have many chances in life to talk to Stifler, so I'm going to take my moment.
Yes.
So I turn around, and there's like all these little, you know, they do that, the impulse buy section, where it's like all the stuff that you don't need, but you want to buy because you're standing in line. There's all these chocolate bars. And I turn around to him, and I go, you know, they put all these chocolate bars here because they know that you're going to buy one. And he goes, oh, they sure do. He goes, but you know what? You can never have too much chocolate.
Oh,
or something.
He knows.
And he said it in like a hot way.
Oh my,
you know?
Oh my God.
I don't think I'm projecting that. I really think he said it, and he goes like, I always have you, there's always room for chocolate or something like that. And I was like, oh yeah. And then because I'm awkward, I was like, I was just at this event and I was eating all kinds. I think I'm full or something stupid. And he goes, come on, you gotta get one. And he grabs one.
Oh my God.
And hands it to me. He goes, come on, put it in the cart.
Did he pick the right one? Was it perfect or
he
no?
He picked a vegan, dark chocolate, blueberry lavender. Honey?
Are you kidding
me? There couldn't be a more Jackie bar. And I was like, all right, for you, I'll get it.
Oh.
So for me, part of me, I should've, if I was really being cheeky, I'm married, don't forget. I did this strictly for the story. I would have gone, why don't you buy it for me, you motherfucker? You get those two Where's My Car residual checks, bitch. Buy it for me. But I was just like, okay, fine, I'll buy it or whatever. So then immediately I'm up and I check out. And then he's up and I just, I'm like, thanks, I can't wait. I was like, thanks for the chocolate or something stupid God. And like bolted. So that's it. It's not that exciting. But... You know
if
what?
I get him on Raya, would
yeah.
you be really upset? Like if I
would love it for you to fuck him.
Okay,
I would be so happy if you could.
I really hope
yeah.
he's on Raya because he knows I love chocolate too.
Well, that can be your starter line. You know, I did Google him, and the internet has no information on his marital status.
Oh,
I don't know.
Perfect.
He could have kids and a wife and just be off the rent. I don't know. Good for you. All I'm saying is boy looked good, and I took my opportunity so I could say that I talked to Stifler. That's it.
You have to.
You have to take your opportunity.
Mm.
That's something that I have really worked up to as well, I have matured with age.
Yeah.
Old Jackie would have looked at the ground and just kept walking because I was like, I don't want him to, you know. But it's like, you know, how often are you next to Stifler in line at Air One? Never.
Never.
I'm never in Venice. I'm never.
Never
over there. I never have a braid in my hair.
Ugh.
I'm never, you know, buying almond milk in Venice at 8 o'clock at night next to Stifler. This was a big moment for me.
Oh, my God. By the way, I got laid that night.
Yeah.
With that crown braid in... And the whole time I was banging this guy, I was thinking about my crown braid and how good it looked.
Oh, man. I'm happy about that.
Me too.
You loosened me up. You loosened me up. Well, you got to come back.
I'm so down, and I swear I won't be as disgusting.
You know what? I welcome it.
Okay.
Like I said, I think it gets boring if we talk about the same highlighter, the
That's
same
true.
Whatever. So I welcome asshole talk.
Okay, then I have a fun question.
Okay.
What do you think
I'm nervous.
Sean William Scott's fetish is? Because I'm slowly realizing everybody's got their thing. Like, what do you think his thing is?
You know, for some reason, I'm imagining, like, do you remember the Livin' La Vida Loca video where he pours the wax?
Yes.
For some reason, that's giving me a vibe. I don't
okay.
know why. I feel I am pretty intuitive of a person.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. What about you?
Now that he... You know, loves chocolate.
Yeah.
I'm thinking
yeah.
he likes a good, like, melted chocolate to lick off your body.
Okay. You know, I feel like he was just making small talk, but who knows? You know what?
My mind goes straight to the gutter.
Yep.
Some people just have these things, like a guy I met on Raya. His thing is he's an armpit sniffer. He
Whoa.
Loves BO.
Okay. Interesting.
Yep.
Oh, man.
I can't. I wish I want to say who it is so bad.
I'll make you tell
can't.
Me off the air. My friend saw Joshua Jackson on Raya.
Oh my God.
Was it him?
No.
Listen.
You know who I saw in Riot? Oh, I have to tell you, we didn't match, but Sharon Stone.
What?
And Drew Barrymore.
You told me that.
And last night, Charisma Carpenter.
No! What?
And I didn't match with any of them, and it was the worst night of my life. I was like, why do you say you're here for women?
Somebody told
obviously,
me.
Obviously, I'm not their type, but anyway, why do you say you're here for women?
Somebody told me I looked like Charisma Carpenter once, and it was like the best day of my life. She looks so
perfection.
Beautiful. She looks so beautiful. I saw a photo of her recently, and I was like, girl, you've got it. Mm. I should try to match with her, fuck her, and then become her girlfriend, and then have her on HBO, and I can ask her about her skincare.
Okay.
Okay, do that for me.
I'll do it for you.
Figure it out.
I'll fuck whoever you want me to fuck, Jackie. Just let me know.
Will you fuck this Frankenstein head?
You know I would.
All right, we got to get out of here. We could go all day if anyone's still listening. Why don't you tell them where we can find you, anything you want to plug,
okay.
Social meds, anything like that.
All right, my name is Bri Esrig. You can find me at Bri Esrig on everything. That's BREESSRIG. I have a little mini merch line with Saisoned. And it's, if you want to buy, I have two mugs and a hat, and I actually brought Jackie a mug as a gift.
I love mugs!
Okay. It says, today is dumb.
Yes, it
so
sure
this is.
Is
for you.
Oh my God, I love it! So cute!
The hat says IDK and IDC.
Okay.
I don't know and I don't care.
Yep,
and perfect. Then the other mug says, I don't need coffee, coffee needs me.
Love it.
So if you want it, you can go to cznd.co/Bri.
Love it.
I think.
Yep. Love it. I'll put it on Ashby.com.
Yes.
So and, people can find it.
Yeah, that's about it. Shout out to Ari, my roommate. She's a honey. She keeps it cute all the time. And we love talking about Natchbute.
Yay! Thank you for the listens, Ari! Well, I guess we've covered it all.
Uh-huh.
Quite literally. Okay, well, since you know what I'm about to say.
Oh, God.
If you'd like to join in,
yes.
Please do.
Yes.
Everybody out there, remember,
cream your neck and keep your fringe fresh.
And wax your asshole! Yes!
Yes.